Better skills, better doctors. Join Rebecca Ong and Michael Peluso from TCM Hub as we go beyond the nuts and bolts of clinical practice to navigate some of the more challenging aspects of being a self-employed physician.
Welcome to Better Skills, Better Doctors. We are your hosts, Rebecca Ong
and Michael Peluso.
Before we dive in, be sure to head over to tcm-hub.com and click Hub Community to join a network of your colleagues. There you can get help with your herbal medicine cases and get coached on topics covered in this podcast. Hub Community is only for those who are licensed practitioners of Chinese medicine and students who are enrolled in an accredited Chinese medicine program. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining me today. So, a couple of weeks ago, I had done an introductory chat with someone who is interested in starting a coaching program with me. Now, an introductory chat, this is a conversation that I have with people to get an understanding of their situation, what they're looking for, what they're looking to be coached on, and to determine if we are the right fit for each other. Now, one of the main things that this person wanted coaching on and wanted clarity on was money. You know, money organization and money mindset. And she was feeling very stressed and anxious about her student loan situation, as many people are. And she wanted to get control of and have some sense of calm around her finances. After speaking with her, I advised that she would really benefit from doing a consultation with a student loan planner in regards to creating a strategy for a student loan repayment. And for those of you who are not familiar, a student loan planner helps borrowers in the medical field create customized repayment plans based off of their individual situation. And every consultant who works for student loan planner is an expert in all things regarding student loans. This is just what they do all day long. They're just steeped in it. And as you know, there are many, many student loan repayment programs out there, but it's not exactly clear which one is the right one for your situation. And many borrowers will rely on the advice of the servicer, meaning, you know, you're asking for advice from the customer service reps at Mohela or Nelnet or whoever is servicing your loans. And this is a huge mistake because the representatives who answer the phones at those companies, at your servicers, they're not trained to be giving this type of advice, and they couldn't possibly direct you in the right direction without knowing anything about your individual and financial employment situation. So, and I also see, many of you turning to Facebook groups and asking your peers for advice, which I really also don't recommend because many people don't actually have all the facts, but they think they do. And they may end up pointing you in the wrong direction and costing you a lot of time and money. So back to this conversation I was having with this person who needed help. You know, I advised her to reach out to Student Loan Planner and even advised her to prioritize her funds toward paying for the consult with them before saving for coaching with me. Because I knew there was an IDR waiver period that had been extended to April 30th of this year, which could mean that she could apply several years of credit toward forgiveness if her situation qualified for this. And I don't know whether she does or not because I'm not the expert. So, and I didn't want her to miss out on that if she was a candidate for it. And I also knew that her student loans were creating so much anxiety and stress. I knew this was just going to be the best immediate route for her to take so that she could get all the facts. And a week later, she reached out to me and with the following email. Hi, Rebecca. I just had my meeting with Student Loan Planner. OMG, Rebecca. Thank you. She was amazing, clear, answered all my questions, allayed my fears. I just consolidated with her actually me on the phone with me, or actually on the call with me. I have a 30 to 60 day wait, but it will put me on an affordable plan that I understand, and I only have 7 years left. I thought it was way more. Thank you again. So the reason why I wanted to do an episode on this is because this is a perfect example of misunderstanding the difference between your situation and your thoughts and how that misunderstanding creates a ton of unnecessary stress for people. The difference between your situation and your thought is this. Your situation is factual and neutral. Your thought is when you make the factual and neutral situation mean something. You attach opinions or subjective descriptors to it. You know, and once you start doing that, you create a narrative that generates a feeling, which then drives your actions and your results. Many people mistake their thoughts for their situation. In this example, she thought her situation with that was that her loans were unmanageable, that she couldn't consolidate or else she would be kicked out of IDR, and that she didn't know how she was going to pay them off. And this caused her to feel anxiety and stress, which led to the actions of losing sleep, fretting, and moving through life consumed by worry. In reality, she was eligible to consolidate her loans, and it didn't kick her out of IDR, and it allows her to have a manageable payment, and she actually has fewer years than she realized before she qualifies for forgiveness. She just didn't have the facts. The brain really, really hates incomplete pictures. It cannot tolerate gaps in a story or being left hanging. So when you don't have all the facts, your brain just starts making shit up. And it usually fills in those gaps with negative, you know, worst case scenario stuff. It starts filling the holes where the facts would be with very dramatic stories, all in the attempt of self-preservation. You know, your survival brain, it will always try to get you to turn around and run from the unknown. In the example that I'm using, the facts of her student loan situation were always what they were. You know, her survival brain was choosing to think of it a certain way because her awareness of the facts was missing. It's like texting someone and the other person doesn't reply, or they don't reply right away. And you see those like three little dots showing that they're writing back, and then they just stop. Now you start thinking they're mad or they're intentionally ignoring you. Then you start creating stories about why they're mad or ignoring you. And then doubt starts to set in. Did I say something wrong? Was it my tone? And then you kind of start shit talking. You know, she must be in a mood. She did sound kind of pissed when I said that that thing the other day. She can't possibly be mad about that. I mean, she can be unreasonable like that, you know, like that one time when she blah, 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 right? On and on and on. And now you've created this drama in your head about how this person is unjustifiably upset with you. And then they eventually reply back with something like, I'm so sorry, I'm just seeing this text. Or I've been in meetings all day. Or sorry, we had an emergency and had to rush to the hospital, you know, or something else that has absolutely nothing to do with you. And then you feel a little foolish that you created all that drama and a bunch of negative feelings and possibly even unfairly villainizing this person because the shit in your brain drummed up wasn't true at all. And all you did was create a whole bunch of suffering for yourself, and you just depressed your liver. Now, for me, developing and strengthening the skill of separating my situation from my thoughts has been life-changing for me. You know, knowing the difference between the two and consciously practicing it has relieved so much stress and pain in my life. And I know it can for so many of you as well. To practice this is actually quite simple. It's if there's something going on in your life that you're struggling with, the first step is to state the facts. What this means is that you look at the situation and you state the facts of what is happening. For example, I have X amount of student loan debt. And that's it, factual, right? Now remind yourself that this situation is neutral. And now that you know it's neutral, you have the option of what to think about it or how to feel about it. And then decide what you want that to be. And that's it. It's so simple. And you can start doing this today with any situation. So try it and see what comes up for you. That's all I have for today. If you're interested in speaking with Student Loan Planner to get to the facts of your student loan situation, I put the link to set up a consult with them in the show notes. And if you use our link, you will receive $100 off the consult fee. So be sure to use our link if you want to receive that benefit. If you got to this episode from an email you received, I also put the link to Student Loan Planner in that email as well. So if you need help with getting unstuck, getting out of your own way, or feeling dissatisfied in any way and wanting to step into the next version of yourself in your business, then life and performance coaching may be exactly what you need. Head over to tcm-hub.com/livingpractice or click Living Practice at the top of the page. There you can read more about coaching for self-employed Chinese medicine physicians and schedule an introductory chat with me. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with a friend. And if you could be so kind as to take a moment to leave a written review in your Apple Podcast app or rate us on Spotify, we would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening and for considering new perspectives. Talk to you next time. Bye. Rebecca Ong is a certified professional life coach for Chinese medicine physicians. She is not a certified financial planner, financial advisor, or accountant. Life coaching is not a substitute for therapy, medicine, or medical treatment. Anything discussed in this podcast is for general education and entertainment purposes only.